way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
So it's my week to read out loud.
Oh, right.
Like right. 20 minutes straight, I'll read. For these.
So what happens if you're not there?
Well, they Josh just reads.
Okay, so it's not like they'll but 2 weeks sit ago, there Josh silently.
Read. No, it'll be just fine. There'll be the two guys that are more senior members in their years in church and church life.
So they can give some experience.
It's the first one I'm missing. It's not a problem. Josh can't miss because it's his garage.
Well, it's true. I'm surprised you haven't had it in your shop yet. It
smells like cat shit.
Well, that's true. Hard
once a week
hard
clean
to
it all
celebrate
out.
The Lord when
shoot those.
Yeah, but are they good mousers?
Haven't seen any mice, so maybe. The big issue is the door comes open. Like when they hear, I think when they hear the pickup come on the yard, they get
up by the door.
Yep, and then the door comes open, and six of them or more go flying into the shop. And they're like, oh, I gotta poop. I've been holding it all day.
It was your idea to have the cats, though, so I don't know that I really feel sorry for you. You know cats are dumb, just in general.
Well, yeah, of course they're dumb.
Like harboring a cat is stupid.
I think we need a cat park in town.
We have a cat park. It's called City Limits, and they run free everywhere they want.
Yeah, like Fake Bob had found that. Was it like Google Maps or something where he found like the picture of this cat living in like a
oh yeah
like the abandoned
like a
house
cat
or something
door.
Or it was like a
into somebody's home
like an egress window for a basement or something yeah. That it was weird. Anyway, episode 48.
Yep.
Of Dutch by Association is the recording is starting 1 hour and 25 minutes later than what I had thought it was going to.
And we're okay.
I appreciate right. that.
You were putting in overtime and on the clock at the city.
Yeah. That $45 turned into 90, huh?
No, that just that the amount per hour just kept going down and down.
Oh,
and
your
down
$45 turned into like 17.
Mm-hmm. But it's good.
Well,
it's
the
good to be done.
Redness is coming out of your face finally.
Yeah.
When you walked in, I thought maybe there was a problem.
No. I was feeling like bad because you guys had been here for an hour and change, and I know that Aaron had his beers and Bible study thing tonight. That he's now only going to have beer, and his studyeth of the Lord will have to occur on his own time. So
it's true. I have an app that'll read it to me. Very handy.
But, how about that?
Yeah.
You can get the word wherever you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but yeah, we
sorry,
are.
Sorry, guys.
No. Yeah, sorry. No,
it'll be okay. It was my week to lead, but Josh can handle it just fine.
You have told him at this point, right?
I have. Texted him and said, I'm going to be really late. It was just going to be a little late before.
Now it's
but
really
it's
late. Because of that sumbitch. Barahona.
And it wasn't, you didn't set the agenda.
No, I did not. No. It started out as a possible closed session that turned into like an hour and change long closed session where.
Well, you jinxed yourself by telling us it's a very light agenda. 100%
correct.
Be 4
yes,
or 5.
Yes.
All right, we'll be there at 5.
Ugh. All right, yeah, I'm calming down now. Thank you, Voodoo Ranger, for you and your delicious 7%-ness.
You're looking better. I haven't seen you that mad in a while, because when you walked in here all fired up.
Yeah, I think the
were
last
were you afraid
time...
that we were just going to really get on you for being late?
Well, I was wondering if you guys were to be like, all right, you know, maybe we'll just not do it this week, because... No, we've waited too long.
I'm not in the mood anymore.
We're more
starting to get
you.
A headache.
I did. Justin Rust was there, of course, and I think I'm gonna try and set him and Laura up. I made that decision. I told him about that. I said, you know, Laura's single. Because he had just finished.
Oh, he finished the first.
The Celery Father, right? Father, whatever one that I was even wrong about the title, but whatever. Because her dad was a plumber, and I need to give him the most respect because of the plumbingness.
Backbone of America.
That's plumbers. Right. It's almost.
For the health of America.
Well, almost as giving as the former, you know. When you miss meals, it's because someone else had a meal.
Yes, many meals.
Many meals.
And then finally.
And I don't know what the heck story was going on when I walked in here. You were talking about one man taking the poop for two. And
well, let's not get into that. That's not.
Oh, is that, I don't that like talking about was that, type was, of was, stuff. Was that an off-air conversation?
It was. It was about being in junior
story
high.
From junior high.
Yeah, a story from 1994.
Was this the same person that you saw at Stino's wedding that you just...
No, that would have been 1997, 96 when that happened.
Oh.
When I thanked him for being a teacher that, you know, looked allowed you to... Me. Yeah, looked at, but then got you in trouble and didn't let your parents know. There's true benefit in that.
Yeah, I guess...
Let's just keep
I
this in school.
Yeah, all right.
And that was me just really thanking him for that and giving me an opportunity to correct my behavior without... My dad having to correct it with his hand.
Yeah. Or worse yet.
Or worse. I was going to say, yeah. Was he like, you know, I met your mom, and I don't feel you deserve that level of punishment for this infraction.
Because, no, to be perfectly honest, I'm afraid what she'll do to me for telling her. So we're just going to agree to let bygones be bygones, and you had learned your lesson.
Yep, and I did. You know what? I'm here today.
That's true. I'm here today. And you are wiser.
On the straight and narrow.
Wiser man for it. But yeah, anyway, I was talking to Justin about Laura because he had just finished the episode and I'd kind of forgotten where that was in the timeline. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it was a shame that it didn't work out. And he's like, didn't work out with who? And I'm like, oh, crap, you've got plenty of Laura to learn about. He's like, well, you know, it's going to take me a while to get there. So you can just go ahead and ruin the surprise for me. And I said, well, OK, so she got dumped by her on again, off again boyfriend. And... So she's, and then like the light bulb came on. She's single, you know, Justin. She's single. And then he said something to the effect of, well, how does she feel about disappointment? You know, because that's his personality. Very self-deprecating. It's like, wow, you just.
Hey, all you got to do is tell her she's funny. That's what I've gathered, right?
100%. So
Laura will love a man that tells her she's funny.
Tell me I'm funny and make me tacos. Or
and bring me to Dune.
That's right.
Drive figure eight. Or I don't know.
You know. He's from Rock Rapids, which is...
It's Lyon County, so yeah, it would probably work. And speaking of alum from... or a newspaper alum, I talked to Ty Rushing on the phone today. That was...
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the phone he called me, and I'm like... Oh, no. You know how, like, you always text with people, and then when they call, like, your first thought is, oh, my God, who died?
And,
this is bad news.
Or he works for a statewide, you know.
Yeah, news publication.
And you're like, what did I do?
Oh, God.
What am I in trouble for?
They found out. They found out. So you want to start
on
talking
the
first? No, he was actually, so he was doing a story about, there was a legislation, I think, going on about putting cameras in every classroom or something like that. And he wanted me to kind of expound upon, you know, what that would cost. And so we started talking about that. He is moving to Des Moines in March with his girlfriend in tow. And
she's coming here.
Yeah, she's coming here. I should say fiance in tow. And they are both names are on the lease. So there's no going back now. And he said he made it his, he did a little strategery there and made sure that she wasn't going to come because she wanted to make sure to get a job first before she came out. So he said, you know, wait till spring to start looking for a job. Then come on out here and we'll have fun.
Right.
And then, oh yeah, and then by the way, there's this little thing called winter. And it's...
Oh, not in Des Moines.
Winter doesn't happen in Des Moines.
It's way south.
No, way south.
It's usually 10 degrees warmer there, but they have gotten a lot more snow. So
yeah, and derechos.
Yeah.
So
I just remember state basketball. You wouldn't know a lot about that, Mitch, but with state basketball in Des Moines.
Yeah, the refs always screwed us in sub-state. You're right.
Just throwing.
It just was always beautiful during boys state basketball in Des Moines because it's warmer down there.
It is warmer, yeah.
Well, so, you had time to enjoy that because you were spectating, not playing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I want to know what the heck you were thinking last night when you decided you were going to pledge not only your money, but our money, our DBA pod money, in a bet with Ty Rushing.
I paid him with my own money.
Oh, you paid him already? Good for you. Yeah. I guess you are a man of your word.
What did you bet?
You did not see the whole thing on Twitter?
No, somehow I missed.
Iowa State, Kansas,
like, you would have been
basketball.
Tagged in it like five times with the... Oh, I suppose we didn't mention you directly.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron doesn't bet. Better leave him off this.
Well, I made an ill-advised bet on Iowa State beating Kansas.
So he was probably about six beers in and said, no. You know what? This is going to happen. This is our year. Rock chalk.
Well, Kansas was missing two players. It was in Ames. Now, granted, having just been to Ames and watched Iowa State play, Aaron, you both did. I should have known better, but I thought, you know what? I have confidence in my team, and I hate Kansas, and Ty's not going to talk smack to me like that, and I should have just let
and
him.
And then, yeah.
Yeah. And it cost me $15, but whatever.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
Yeah, could be worse.
I want to tell you, Wayne, about our trip to Ames.
Yeah, you guys went and had a bro date and watched some b-ball. And
so I decided I wanted to go to Ames, but I didn't know anything about it. So I asked Mitch if he would want to come along, and by that I meant plan, planned it.
How come you didn't ask me? You didn't think I would be down for...
There's room for four.
That's not something you say after it's done.
He could have sat in the middle in between Asa and Wyatt.
Hey, guys.
I guess, in the back.
Yeah, this is so fun. Are you excited? Yeah.
So the reason I thought of Mitch to drive especially is because he's about ready to trade his pickup in, and it's free miles.
Oh, that's
at this
right.
Point.
Yes, the so free, like, miles.
Hey, let's take some of these free miles.
Dare we say anything? Names. Because, you know, being that this is going to be your fourth vehicle in 5 years, I don't know
that?
If we want to, you know, like, disparage the thought. he's trying to do the
I
math
wasn't
in his head.
I didn't say anything. I just, you were going to trade it in, was all. It's, I'm not making fun
of
it.
Well, I thought the same thing. I thought, well, I'm going to get my free miles.
Well, normally,
they already gave me my price.
Most people normally drive a vehicle for 6 months. I mean, that's like a normal amount of time for someone to.
Oh, shut up.
How's that? How's your wife's Suburban? Oh, wait.
Shh. You don't have to.
No, when you're being dumb about it, everyone has to know.
I'm not being dumb.
I don't like this.
It's too big. When she puts it in reverse and lets her foot off the brake, it's too tall. It hits the door. In the garage. She gets a
Jeep, which she's going to get again.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, it'll be better this time, I promise. It's like an abusive relationship.
It was a good deal.
It was a good deal. Yeah. Spoken like a true Dutchman.
So on the...
Yeah, well, I'm Dutch by association, man. That's why we named it that.
Speaking of which, did you see my clever name for those who listen?
I don't think I did.
Associates.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Our fellow associates.
Mm-hmm. I like
right?
That.
Right? Yeah.
Good.
So, props to you, fellow associates.
Mm-hmm.
7% beer.
Have you ever gone on a long trip with Mitch?
Yeah, because we've gone up north before.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, we went clear up to Cass Lake,
yeah.
And when you got in his vehicle, what was the first thought that crossed your mind?
That it was very, very clean.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
So, we stopped... What's Webster City on the way down?
Yep.
At a Quick Star. And it wasn't nearly as amazing because I've been to one now lots.
Right.
But we went in there. And what does Asa get to eat in the back of Mitch's pickup? A crispy chicken sandwich.
Ooh, nice.
And
yeah.
He's in the back. He unwraps it, takes one bite out of that crispy chicken sandwich, and you could see it on Mitch.
No, I didn't even know what he was
doing.
Yeah,
it was like subconsciously you knew that there were crumbs. There were crumbs happening in the
backseat. I'd already seen what my son had been doing.
Yeah, but
now
it was twice as bad.
When we got out, I was like, oh, whatever.
So Ace is just crumbling all over.
It would not surprise me if he's got like a one of those like portable dustbusters. I'll be right there, guys.
When we go on vacation, I bring one along.
Of course you do. Gosh.
So this will not surprise you either. We get to the parking lot and found an incredible spot. We pulled right out.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Was that skill or was that luck?
I Google map. I zoomed in.
You put thought into it, which was all part of my plan.
Sure.
Mitch putting thought into the parking
lot. I planned my route to the parking lot. I came into Ames the correct way to avoid traffic, get to the parking lot, and I even zoomed in on Google Maps to find what area of the parking lot I thought would be best to park in.
Right.
And then we got there and found out that parking lot you needed a special tag to get into or something.
The Iowa State website said you didn't, but the guy standing there said you'd get towed. So
we weren't going to risk that. Yeah, so we drove a little ways and we're parked where nobody else is. But Mitch says, I've calculated this out. This is going to be perfect. And it was when we got out. Wow. But we get out. You remember what you did after you got out? You sized the vehicle up for equal distance to the yellow line on both sides in the back of the pickup.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then you moved the pickup to get more
square. I got back in the truck.
I'm like, wow. I can't wait to tell Wayne.
I was crooked. I didn't want to be crooked in the parking
spot. I thought you did a wonderful job parking. There was nothing wrong with it.
Meanwhile, we go out and I have to do like a 5-point turn in order to park.
That was pathetic.
That was pretty bad, but it wasn't because it was because I couldn't read signs. But God bless your wife for how she deals with your like multiple neuroses. Like she's remember Valentine's coming up.
My multiple neuroses. Like what?
You put socks on my counter?
Oh,
you're fired. You're never coming back in the geese house again.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Well, anyway, back to the road trip.
It was wonderful.
As a passenger, it was probably enjoyable having a nice clean vehicle and parking correctly.
It was a little overwhelming of the armor all smelt, but
did he make you a custom mix CD? For the road trip.
Tunes, dude! No.
No. But thankfully, we got to listen to music better than
riding with Walt.
It was a nice time, beautiful day. And then on the way back, we stopped at the restaurant that's best known for the 2017 Iowa Pork Tenderloin Sandwich Award winner.
So Aaron, knowing that, ordered pasta.
I guess you know it's
a sports bar known for pork tenderloins. Yeah, chicken parmesan sounds good.
I haven't had that for a while.
Like, why would you go somewhere? Because obviously it's like
it
probably like
good.
They opened a Stover's container and said, "Oh God, that's right, we still have this on the menu." Yeah. Thank God we got these freezer burn babies on the back. But you know what is it that makes a good pork tenderloin? Does it just have to be the size of your head? Is that kind of like what the criterion is?
Yeah, and I don't know how you would decide one
is
good and one is
bad. It's just pork and breading, right? I mean, I don't know. I think they're a little overrated.
I would say
I don't mind them. Don't get me wrong.
Well, have you had one anywhere except Casey's?
Good question. Because I'm probably going off of Casey's. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. You're probably
a real
right.
Pork tenderloin. It's an actual, like, literal pork tenderloin. And then they use the like a mallet, like a meat mallet. And
right. Yeah, they like tenderize it
and flatten it out.
Right.
And,
And then batter it.
Batter it and fry it.
Fry it.
Well, so you get meat, carbs, and grease. Yeah, that sounds terrible. I can see why that's not a big rally.
Well, like, you know, Casey's is, you know, the breading is like akin to Rice Krispies. You know, it's just like that is a meat product. That's
well, after praising Quickstar and disparaging Casey's, we might want to take them off of our possible sponsorship list. We can keep trying.
I'm more of a Quickstar guy anyway.
To be fair, since they've gotten beer, they've been a lot cooler. At least it seems that way to me.
And it's a walk away for you.
That's right. Yeah, because... You know, like now I'm going to Quickstar like once a week, once every other week, whereas it used to be like once a day for a very long time. And the newness, thankfully, has worn off. And
Well, the game we went to, the seats were really good. They were on the half court line, but they were in a spot that your wife would detest.
Oh, was it? They like were just in the part of the stadium, down?
Yeah, where it's like a ladder going up, but it ensures you can see the entire court the entire time.
Neither one of us. We had to take about 30 seconds before we could talk a lot when we got up there because there was a lot of stairs.
Good game. and then you do like the fat guy thing, like, so you don't want people to hear that you're out of breath, so you just start coughing like, oh. No, I'm not out of breath, just
popcorn haul.
Wrong pipe. Oh, that's at least 120 over 80. Okay.
But we were both thankful we had our boys along to send them to the concession stands.
Yeah, it worked great.
Yeah, kind of hard for them to buy beer, but you found out a way.
They don't have beer there.
They don't?
No.
Not with steps like that. You'd have.
So you went to a Golden Gophers hockey game where they had beer.
Yep.
But yet a Big 12 basketball matchup.
Iowa State does not sell alcohol at any of their facilities.
So only, not even football?
Only if you're in the end zone club.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So that's why people get so drunk in the tailgate or like when they're tailgating or whatever, because they got to try to make that buzz last.
Yeah. And well, at football games, people sneak stuff in too.
Really?
They don't enforce that part. They just don't sell it to you.
Okay. Well, I guess it's cheaper that way.
It is.
You
buy one of those little 10 packs of fireball shooters and you're good for the game.
I remember when we went to
So I'm told.
According to urban legend, I went, probably the most depressing football game that I've ever been to was the Blair Walsh wide left game.
Super cold.
You had the frozen beer, and that's correct. When you vacuum seal liquor in pouches, right?
I did not.
Well,
Kent Lorenz did. I'm going to give props to him for that.
We're just going
to
name him.
No,
that's a great idea,
heck
though.
Yes, it's a great idea. So we had like freezies, like Mr. Freezes of like booze, like rum chata, regular rum, whiskey, and the people around us were looking at us like, you guys are some kind of geniuses. Oh my gosh.
Well, it was Minnesota, so low bar to clear, but
genius. Stop. Take this shit from a lineman.
An offensive lineman?
Yeah.
They're smarter than the others.
Come over here. No. I was refreshing Twitter all day, and I suppose I better do it again, waiting on the word. Is Harbaugh coming?
No, I looked it up right before you got here.
Yeah.
Not official yet. 280 tweets in the last hour when I looked. But
you know how hard that was to sit through like a 2.5 hour long council meeting and wonder and just like not want to be that guy that looks?
Why would he want that job?
Because he's got Kwesi. And they were together in San Francisco. The bar sit pretty low right now if you're a Vikings fan. So you've got brand new ownership, or rather brand new management. And you've got, last I checked, you don't have Ohio State. So you don't have to worry about that.
You're going to the Nebraska of pro football.
Shut your stupid mouth.
By that I mean,
before I shut it for you.
By that I mean, and I'm a Vikings fan, but not. I'm a casual fan. You are a hardcore fan.
You're a casual dumbass.
But the entire fan base clings to success from 40 plus years ago.
I don't know that success. So
Super Bowls in the 70s.
Yes, but I don't know that.
I know, but you know that history.
All I know is disappointment.
Bud Grant and blah, 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 blah.
Yes, all I know is what it's like.
You got all the legends of Vikings past that you still.
Gary Anderson.
Well, yeah.
Shut up.
For most of the season, he was great. Well, he only missed one field goal all season.
It's an incredible percentage.
Why? Gosh. But in that era, Randy Moss, Chris Carter, all those guys. I mean, you still remember that in the glory. But that was over 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, then you had 2009, which was over 10 years ago. And that was the Brett Favre and
That wasn't quite as impressive. I mean, they made it.
NFC Championship game.
I know. They made a good run, but it wasn't like 98.
No, it wasn't.
And it wasn't like the 70s, where, I mean, they were pretty dominant. Mm-hmm. At those times. But that was over 20 years ago. And And yeah, some flashes in between, and now you're going to give this guy another couple seasons. And
I like how melancholy the Iowa State fan is. He's just like, you know, you shouldn't just take it so hard. Like, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Well, that's the
either
beauty.
Way,
that's
we still
the...
booze.
Honestly, yeah. our history is terrible. So people are like, you're happy with 8-4? Yeah. Like, have you ever watched football in the last 20 years?
Right.
Yeah, I'm happy with 8-4.
Oh, but you just, but think about it. You know, you've got baseball that's coming up. That season's going to be delayed at best, or the start's going to be delayed at best. If not, you know, the whatever BS between the owners and players is going to go into the regular season. So we don't have anything to cheer about there. Our basketball team's okay. They went to the playoffs at one time. That was pretty cool and made me a basketball fan for those 3 weeks. Then our hockey team is okay and maybe bordering on good. Sure, why not? Hasn't won a damn thing.
Do you think that some of those professional teams exist to bring other talent in to sell tickets? Hey, LeBron James and the Lakers are coming in. Get a ticket to see LeBron James for the one time in your life.
Yeah, I think that's like...
Never mind, we have players too, I guess.
No, I think that's more of a, like, if nothing else, we have at least this. I don't think that that's a sustainable business model to be, the place that other good people show up to
once.
I think
it would be healthier for you if you just realized you're, like, kind of the Browns. Almost like the Browns.
Call me that.
I'm just saying. Don't get your hopes up so high. Just go and have fun.
No, I think you need to wait a couple years. Yeah. Mitch and I were talking about this for the 3 hours we were here without you. Believe it or not, we talked about football while you were gone. We ran out of things to talk to, so we talked about football.
No matter who the coach is, you still have Kirk Cousins.
But under different management with a different offensive coordinator could really do some things.
Who would, you know, a different offensive coordinator who would say, you know, 3rd and 7. Let's not do a 2-yard check down pass or run straight up the middle. I wonder what that would be like.
The Hawkeyes have the same issue, though. Did you see the funny thing on Twitter where the new Michigan head coach is going to be Kirk Ferentz's boy?
Well, the one I saw said Harbaugh to Michigan, Matt Campbell to, or Harbaugh to Minnesota, Matt Campbell to Michigan, Brian Ferentz to Iowa State, which I would switch teams
could
over
that. Could you imagine?
You're so good at calling
plays.
His dad
says he does a really good job, though, guys.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves a raise.
We only want to recruit linemen and running backs. It's all we need, guys. It's an untapped market.
Hey, if you look at all of the NFL players, the Iowa Hawkeyes have a lot of players that have gone to the NFL.
Yeah, they do.
Boy, what a
I'm
statistic.
Not knocking the Hawkeyes. I'm knocking
if
Brian
you look
Ferentz.
At all the players, the Iowa Hawkeyes have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of linemen and tight ends.
Yep.
They're really good at that.
Tight end you.
Is it Kittle who plays for
George
the 49ers?
Kittle.
Yeah. Kittle, is he a Hawkeye, right?
He is not. Was he?
Or was? I thought he was a Hawkeye.
George Kittle was a Hawkeye.
Oh. I knew, what's his name from Indianapolis?
Dallas Clark.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew him.
And then you got Hawkinson at Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
You got,
I forgot about him.
What's his name? I think he's with the Broncos. I mean, they got...
Oh, what's his name?
The boys have texted in wanting to know if I can phone in. So let's take a break quick.
All right. Well, you give the Sermon on the Mount quickly over your voice chat, and we'll be back with segment 2 next. We have to answer the big pressing question. Will we be pulling our content off of Spotify? I see that's,
we talked about that too while you were gone.
That's the cool thing to do right now.
Neil called me and he's like, I would appreciate...
Yeah, he put pressure on him.
Well, act of solidarity.
Well,
here, guys.
And I saw the meme or whatever, and it's like the people under 25 don't know who he is. The people that are, you know, like 25 to 50 don't care. And people who are above 50 are like, who's Spotify? Or like 25 and under are like, who's Neil? The 25 to 45 are like, well, Joe Rogan kicks ass. And then above that, it's what's Spotify?
I saw one too where the middle group was like, he's still alive? What's the middle group? Neil's still living?
And you know, you think about like the amount of shit that he takes. These are guests that he brings on. I wonder if he would still have a show if he were still doing the YouTube bit. I bet YouTube would have fallen far, far long ago if they were looking at the shut up report from Pro Football Talk. Jim Harbaugh tells Michigan, quote, he's staying.
What?
Oh, for crying out loud.
I'm not going to Nebraska. I mean, Minnesota.
Michigan alumnus Adam Schefter reports that Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh informed the school after interviewing the Vikings that he'll be returning to coach the Wolverines in 2022.
Now what? Now the Vikings have to find some no-name.
Matt Nagy's available.
I'm guessing he hasn't gotten a lot of phone calls. You know, and it's... I didn't really want him anyway.
What's Jesse Ventura up to?
God, is he still alive? Yeah, he's still alive.
Last I knew, he was smoking pot in Mexico. Yeah, I saw him on 60 Minutes.
Had his, like, conspiracy theory show of... Yeah, I remember seeing that. So, well, I guess there goes that excitement. So now we're going to get some, you know, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator from some other team that...
Whatever the Vikings do not get a defensive coordinator.
Did not work.
Zimmer was pro-defense.
Well, Forkel.
So you're excited about the Harbaugh hire.
It had some chutzpah to it. It had some juice, you know? It was like, oh, we hired a brand name. Like, look how cool we are.
Yep.
And he took, you know, you look at what he did for San Francisco, took like a 3-13 team and turned them into, like, I think they were the NFC Championship
with
one
of the worst quarterbacks in NFL history.
He was okay at the time. I mean, Kaepernick? He was... Yeah, I mean, he was airing the ball out pretty well. Yeah.
I just don't know. I think that was just a fluke.
Okay.
Saw a lot of those games.
I'm sure
you did. Read a lot of stuff.
I'm sure you did.
My analysis as a guy who watched two games once.
And they weren't that year either. No siree. But are you going to be okay?
Are you
searching to see if it's true?
Yeah, and it looks like I
Adam
see
Schefter.
Some,
he it's had Adam the, he Schefter. Had the Tom Brady news, right? It took a few days for Tom to get on board with it. Maybe I should.
So now it looks like Rams offensive coordinator Kevin O'Connell has emerged as the Minnesota favorite per Adam Schefter.
He's got some work to do. He's got a Super Bowl
big
play
game coming up.
Yeah, he does. He does, doesn't he? Oh, by the way, I'm going to do another Super Bowl party.
On
Are
South
you
10th?
Inviting all of our listeners?
No. Gosh, no. On South 10th.
Shut up.
South 10th. It's a house that's being built right now.
Okay. All right. Yep. We'll see how that goes.
Yep. So, telling you so you can tell your wife.
Kids are invited?
Of course. Yes.
Did we bring them last time?
I think so. I don't know.
They'll be in the garage.
It was a Sunday, so it was kind of weird because I don't know you were.
We got there, and then all your neighbors left.
No,
I'm surprised I'm getting invited again.
No, I well.
You don't live on this block.
What are you doing here?
Where are you here?
I'm with Wayne.
Is he? Somebody let a magazine salesman in here. I had somebody ask me if we were gonna do a video podcast.
No,
because that's like the thing now. And I'm looking around
I've been in on the video thing since day one.
I know.
So I've been embarrassed to bring guests in here, let alone to have the whole world see it.
But that's fun because like I can do the same thing to both you and my wife. It's just tell you that I've got someone coming over quick, and then this place gets spotless like now.
Well, I got no problem throwing your junk away for you. I'm just afraid you'll get mad about it.
My wife says the same thing.
Keep the tin can that had peas in it one time with the saran wrap over the top
keeps,
and vinegar inside.
It keeps the bug. Right. It kills
keeps
the bugs.
The bugs down.
It's done really well. And it'll be good. It'll be good July when they come back. I don't. Yeah,
I'm just
fine.
Afraid what's living under the beer boxes over there.
That gets cleaned out regularly enough. I think it's more what's inside of the kegerator that's still got a full keg of Goose Island from.
What?
2017 ish.
You put that
never been tapped though. It's never been tapped.
Why did you never tap it?
Because I didn't
have... It was a carbon dioxide issue.
It was, yeah. And I now I have it, so I really just need to try it.
Well, you need... Not that keg, you know.
well,
you got to get it out of it.
What else am I going to do with it?
You water your tomatoes with it in your garden.
There you go. Yeah.
Produces great tomatoes.
Are you sure? Okay, so it's sealed, right? So it's not going to go skunky.
Yeah, it will.
Well, okay. What would constitute? What would make it skunky? Like, how does
beer get skunky in a can? That's sealed better than a keg.
The half life of a lot of the tasty in there is come and gone.
Yeah,
it's not.
What about the other half?
That's just there for volume.
I mean, you go ahead and risk it. I would be near a restroom.
Are you saying that I might experience gastrointestinal issues?
5-year-old beer?
Because it's not plugged in, right?
Correct.
Okay, so it's just, well, now 50.
It's not like liquor where it gets better with age.
I've wondered about that, but then it's also, yeah, because like you said, it's, you know, once you open that door.
Oh, yeah, it's picked up a nice hints of aluminum now.
It's fine, aluminum aged, and I think I got that keg from somebody else that was like...
That it had gotten expired, and they're like, here, you can have it.
No. Not like the keg, not the beer itself, but like the physical keg. It was somebody else that was turning in a deposit or wasn't going to do a deposit or something. I'm trying to remember exactly how that went, but I still think I have $30 at Stammers right now.
That was before Stammers.
Oh, it was Jensen, that. It was...
okay, at this point now you've got to tap that thing or chill it
in the interest of science. Yes, I think you're right.
I'd be willing to smell it, maybe taste a little bit.
It's IPA, but it's like a garden variety IPA. I would just imagine it'd get a little hoppier.
No, I wouldn't think so.
But what what would happen?
Keep better than other beers.
What would happen? Cuz it's not like you have
it settles out. It just
So you shake it. You shake?
No.
Yes, you do. So if you have shit that settles at the bottom, you turn it over, you turn it back, you turn it over, you turn it back. You do that.
I like how you're doing it. The actions are over your head.
Hold this over my.
Well, I used to try and brew beer, and I say try because it never turned out that well.
And turns out it's the water. Imagine that. Well, it's the water quality. We learned that.
Yes, 100%.
The water quality event at the brewery in Sibley.
And this water here is just terrible.
First you take everything out, and then you put stuff back in, and then you can brew your beer. That's what we learned.
Yep. And so actually what I did was I bought it just came yesterday, but it's like this little pump mechanism that you charge with your cell phone charger, and you put it over top of a... like a 5-gallon Culligan water deal.
Okay.
And it's... Now I have good coffee.
It's like a filtration system?
No. It's just a pump.
Why are you pumping? I'm not following.
So it's like just a little lift pump to pump it up into a cup and you can make your coffee with that water.
Correct. Yes.
Instead of using tap water.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, those Culligan things are designed to go on a stand that dispenses water.
But it's like $200, and this was like a $13 deal.
Oh, good for you.
Right.
Yeah.
A transfer pump. You got that at Baumgars?
No, this
was a USB charged deal.
Oh, that's right.
Where the impeller is not food grade. It's leaching all them things your bottled water says it doesn't contain in the bottle into your water.
All I know is that it tastes good. I mean, that's all I care about.
That's good.
Yeah, they'll come in handy if you're...
I'll probably take a camping. Get the 5-gallon jug out there and...
Some of our best coffee is made camping because we get the gallons of water
to go camping. So this is the same phenomena.
Sure. No, I get that. So you put that with your Folgers and away you go with some of the best coffee in the world.
It really makes Folgers taste a hell of a lot better. I can tell you that right now.
You do Folgers?
No, I don't.
I was going to say.
No. I look down my nose at that. Mm-hmm. We're a Dunkin' Donuts family. We're not like Mitch who's... Cameron's, I think that's your jam, right?
Yeah. It's very good.
Yep. I know.
It's in the Twin Cities. We drive past it right on the way to the Twins game every year. You can smell it when you drive by.
Okay.
You've never noticed?
Where'd those beans come from?
Not Shakopee, Minnesota.
Not locally sourced?
Yeah.
You imagine how bad that coffee would be? Locally sourced coffee beans.
No, I think Juan Valdez, toted them up there on his burro all the way to Shakopee or whatever that is.
He only brings one load every 2 years.
That's why it's so expensive.
Yeah, we had done Dunkin' Donuts for a while, and then I was shamed for that not being quality coffee.
So you went. What's the next level above that?
I haven't gone there.
Oh, so you're just
I'm still
you're
Dunkin' still, Donuts. You're still dealing with the shame. Yeah,
gotcha.
Corporate, just a big corporation. Sorry, I guess.
Wait, you get
a bunch of your former employee?
No.
You have current employees that talk about.
We're actually talking about getting like a $700 espresso coffee mocha making machine.
Because,
no. Yes, because we're like, okay, we go through the coffee shop and it's $3 for a mocha every morning.
What a pain it is to clean those, though.
If you use them every day, you don't have to clean them.
That's true.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
I know that would never fly in the geese household. But
I'm just envisioning Deb right now. Head in hands, like, where did I go wrong with this child? Just the wanton waste of money. No.
Well, I'm saving $3
a day. How many gallons of Folgers crystals you could buy for $700?
So I think, my mom found out you can get huge tubs of Dunkin' Donuts at Sam's for a very reasonable price.
Yeah.
I think that big tub has actually beaten out Folgers in our house, or in mom and dad's house now.
Really? Wow. Look at her. She's getting to retirement now, and she's just like, I want the finer things.
Yep, we're going to do Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Or is she like emphasizing value?
I think the value made it easier to like.
To digest, quote unquote.
Yeah, well, it's half as much as if I buy it, in the smaller package. But so I think this $700 machine would easily pay for itself. And I think it's an employee
perk
deal. Yeah, yeah, perk for the employees. Yeah,
that is the stupidest idea I have ever heard. Let me know when it's installed. I'll be over.
It'll end up like Wayne's Kegerator.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. You're not wrong.
That was an employee, not an employee satisfaction thing. An employee tolerance thing.
No, that was an employer tolerance thing.
Yeah, so we put it in the shopping cart of the online business we're going to buy it through, but
so they're
still hanging there. It's about there.
So you have to order other Amazon stuff around it. I'll remove it and then put it back in.
Save for later.
Oh, man. Do I or don't I? Because I just can't.
Maybe if I do a job. Okay, you're getting a furnace. Okay, that's $4,000. Normally.
And a coffee machine.
And a coffee machine. And, all right, 4,700. That's the price just for a furnace. And then I can use that little bit extra to get the coffee machine.
Or you could apply that towards your debt.
Good. Yeah. But I wouldn't have normally increased that price. We did it just for the coffee machine.
You're talking like a guy who is enrolled in a Goldman Sachs business school.
Yeah, are you learning accepted? Things without even being in it yet?
No, well, I haven't been accepted yet, so I guess.
What are we going to learn?
Any day.
Oh, man. Every time the phone rings, every time you hear the bing, got a new email.
Is it me?
Is it them?
Is it me?
Yeah. We regret to...
Yeah, we're driving down there if they don't let you in. That's not... Is there a way you can appeal the decision? It's got to be.
I guess I haven't gotten that
Let's
far.
Start planning for that already.
In the nomenclature, yeah. Thank you for aiming high.
I think it's worthwhile us knowing how to appeal this.
Just
in case.
Important to know the remediation steps. Yeah. Okay, well.
If anything, it'll be that we regret to inform you that you are too qualified.
Yeah, see, I'm mentally prepared for that one. That's
well at your business.
We're looking for people to tutor other businesses.
Yeah, maybe this is maybe would you consider maybe teaching
pro bono?
But we'll get you a plaque for your wall.
Can I?
Right.
Yeah, it's funny, as you say that, I see the papers doing their 20 under 40 again.
They opened...
You haven't gotten one yet, have you?
They had to extend the deadline.
No.
You don't have one yet? How many more years until you're ineligible?
I have... I'm 37. I just turned 37.
But he's working for a bank now, so automatically he gets one. That's how that works.
I didn't know that. They didn't tell me that when they hired
me. It's because they like the free advertising. Iowa State Bank exec, Mitch Geese.
Exec.
You are an executive.
He's really taken this branch places
that it's never been before. It's
look at the new sign that was installed.
Yeah. This branch has never had a name like it has since Mitch got here.
Come on.
Oh boy.
It's gonna be good because he is going to be in this edition. Guaranteed.
I've not been told that I've been nominated.
Well, let's nominate him. Wouldn't that be fun?
All right, Justin.
Yeah, you guys, that would be funny if you guys nominated
him. Oh, and yeah, we're the sponsor.
And then everybody at Iowa State Bank's like, what the hell? Who nominated?
It wasn't his turn.
Because and what's funny is now I've got the page pulled up here. What's funny is that the people that nominate you get to say the speech.
Oh, boy.
And what's funny is...
Well, I have to accept the
award. No.
They just call. So you're getting it.
Yep.
Whether you want to show up to the breakfast that Wayne and I speak at, that's up to you.
Which will be at your wife's work, so it'll be perfect. Perfect. Oh, man. This is gold. Because Aaron was the first ever 20 under 40 winner. Like the first
alphabetically.
It was the first year and it was alphabetical. So he was literally the very first.
Kind of a young pup back then.
Yeah. Nominee's first name, Mitchell.
Don't
Keys. Come on, you guys.
Sheldon.
Come on.
I go by Mitch.
Iowa.
No, you don't.
State.
On the important papers, you go by Mitchell.
Current position. President.
No.
In charge of business things, Sibley, Iowa.
That's good.
I'm going to get that put on my card.
President of business things.
Number.
That sounds important.
Number of years in career. 0.2.
Shut up.
Company address. Sibley, Iowa City, see above, state. Now, are you serious?
So I feel bad because I wish I could remember who said it, but they were like, you know, you boys are kind of hard on Mitch. Oh, Jesse Grady said that we were kind of hard.
Yeah.
Jeez. Mr. Tenderheart himself.
I was going to say.
He's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. I was going to say to add on to there that you better hustle and give him his award this year because he might be employed somewhere else next year. But I won't say that because I'm feeding this idea out there that we're hard on you.
You shouldn't
gloat that your mom nominated you for the 20 under 40.
It's fine. A mother's love is the most.
Was it your mom?
Well, who else would have?
Yeah, who else would have?
Yeah, good call. Good call.
So there you go.
So,
you and John clearly had an agreement. I'll nominate you this year.
No,
you nominate
no.
Me.
Walt? No, it was Clarence Meineke. Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. A legitimate nomination.
It was very touching. I
kind of wonder.
That's nice. You know, he kind of has a soft heart for the downtrodden.
Well, yeah. He really helps try to lift people to their full potential, right. And he used both arms.
And all of his, everything he had to lift. Yeah, that's good. Is your paper article still hung up front?
Yes. Or like the plaque is, and I've got the article somewhere in my desk. I ran into it the other day when I was looking for my...
Did you read through it?
No, I knew what it said. I was there.
Oh.
So, yeah, how do we fill this out? Okay, colleges attended... BV. Okay.
Offensive line.
Business accomplishments. Business is still open. Okay. achievements, awards, special recognition.
Were you offensive lineman of the year?
No. His achievement at the Iowa State Bank Christmas party was remembered names of employees. Okay, family would rather not be associated. Okay. Nominator's first name.
I don't know why people say we pick on you.
The rest is just the stuff about us. We can fill that out later. All right, so.
No, that's good. You probably should give maybe a little more effort than on-air time. to filling that in.
Why?
I wonder where it goes. Who sees it, you think?
Well, it goes straight to Peter.
Right now.
No, I don't know.
Remember?
Probably Justin, and he would, you know, he's a nice guy. He'd be like, jeez.
Whatever. He would love this. He would love it. Remembered names of employees. I'm pretty proud of myself for this, actually.
Oh, well, you're always pretty proud of yourself.
Well, you're not wrong. You are not wrong on that. But it's hard to be humble when you're just this darn good, I tell you.
Oh, that's... My stomach hurts a little bit from all that laughing.
I just still can't believe it was your mom that nominated you.
Well, you should believe it. And to Mitch's, who else would? I didn't have a Clarence Meideke.
Renee Meideke.
It was, I think it was before Renee. Oh,
no, because really? You had just started your business.
Yeah, before I was married, I started the business. We might have been.
No, because you didn't start your business until you had your firstborn, because remember?
Not true.
What?
So I started my business in 2004 and was married in 2006.
Oh, you bought Sheldon business.
Yeah.
Yes. That's okay. Yep, I get you.
In 2010 when Bella was born.
Okay.
But thanks for helping correct him on his own life story. Well, that was very
that's good. Well, thankfully my mom filled mine out, not you. You're terrible at this.
Whatever. I thought Mitch's was pretty good. The business is literally still open.
Should we take a time out so you can finish this? Well, I don't know.
Maybe I should clarify. How many loans that you've given out have defaulted?
None.
Boom. Yes, putting it down.
Sir.
How many other loan officers can say that have been on the job 0.2 years? Suck it, temp agency employees.
You're good at your job.
Now Mitch is sad.
He's been on his job a while because when I went in there, unlike one of your first couple of days, I was awarded a rain gauge. And that rain gauge is still there. Yeah, you
came during our grand opening.
Yes. And you were, I was there and wondering where you were. And it took a little bit for you to come up front and recognize me. You're like, oh, goodness gracious, why is he here? Maybe if I stand in the back a while, he'll leave.
Yeah, well, you should have just started asking people for money. Is this a place I can go that gives me money? We're going to have you talk to our bank president.
He's just lucky they didn't push the button under the counter.
I need an adult. I need an adult. All right, whatever. Back with segment 3 right after this.
In Sheldon, so full of Sheldon people.
A Catholic
accidentally
tournament.
Accidentally win it with your stupid sweatshirt on. And then you walk like you've got a strut. So you're going to strut your skinny butt right out of there. And we're going to go to a pickup with no air in the tires. So you're taking it up. It's cold. It's going to be a cold walk. It's cold in the gym. Don't care. The sweatshirt's coming off. We don't need that.
Quick, put your...
You know, Dad, when I'm in the shop, it's a little cool. I shoot my best with my sweatshirt on. Don't care.
Nope.
I want you to win, and I want you to show up the Catholics, but don't let them know who you're repping.
Well, I just said, we've never done this before, and then this is our first one, and if you win, I can't say I'm going to be that excited. I don't want to be just this outfit that just drops in. Oh, hey, everybody. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Here's my Western Christian Future All-Star.
Just wanted to stop by and win this quick.
Show you old Rabs how to shoot some free throws.
Seeing how the other half live, I'm waiting on my recruitment paperwork. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, so you went in, and Ryan Canoy's boy won. What a showing he had. 14 out of 15, and I think he made his 3 practice. So that would have been 17 out of 18.
Not good.
How good did Asa do?
I think he shot 12 for 15.
So he did one worse.
Two worse.
Yes.
So, but I will say this. The crowd was very friendly, very supportive. And what happened was he was the last person to get called to shoot. So, and they were shooting on both halves of the court. So all of the attention was on him. And so, we sat by Kerstrow, so that was fun. I didn't know a lot of people there, but knew a few. So that was fun to visit with him. He's athletic-y in knowledge.
He is a basketball referee.
So there you go.
So he knows a thing or two.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's athletic-y.
Yep. He's athletic.
Well, what kind of build is that? Oh, athletic-y?
That was really nice. And Acer remembered to say thank you when people said good job. So that was nice.
That's just too bad the Kanoi kid was just a little bit better.
No, I was very happy. Very, very happy. Because I think Ryan might actually be involved with the Knights of Columbus. Not sure. Maybe, might not be. But regardless.
I'm sure.
Because the next level is now you go to districts and shoot there. Good. We just did this for fun. Let the families that are invested into the Knights of Columbus move on.
I'm sure that it had to put a little bit of gas in the opponent's tank when they said, okay, here's this Western SOB.
Nobody knew.
You will
Nobody knew, but probably me and Kurt.
Oh.
Look at the name. They knew the name. Come
it's
on.
It's not Vander Alonsma.
It's Asa. So you pick a biblical name.
Yeah, just like John. It's not, yeah. No, they didn't know where we were. There's a couple, handful of people knew who we were.
I think you're underestimating your...
What we should have worn orange and black, if I was really thinking.
What were you wearing, Gray?
No, red, thankfully. Not maroon.
Not maroon? I was going to say, that's a shade of red.
I just didn't want it to be a thing of disrespect, I guess. And I'm probably way overthinking this, right? Just dropping into this tournament. Hey, never done this before. Oh, look at that. We accidentally won.
Did you pay money to get in?
No, that's why it's free. It's fun.
Oh, gotcha.
So then the guy comes out and he's like, well, this is incredible. We've got double the amount of people here to shoot than we've ever had before. And I'm not sure why. Well, I saw it probably 10 times. Online because it was shared well by the paper and the radio station in town shared it too, and I saw it there,
and like the Western Parents Facebook group was like, you want some easy pickings this weekend?
Easy money.
They're doing pickup games in the back.
No it was a fun experience for him. He's never done anything like that, especially when there's all these parents of like 30, 40 kids. And there's so each grade or each year from 9 till 14, boys and girls. So there's a lot of different divisions to be in. And in fact, there was a couple divisions that didn't have any kids. And there was one where there was only one girl that shot her age. Got the trophy. I won this year's Knights of Columbus thing.
Well, it's kind of like your daughter doing the tractor pull or whatever.
Big W. But
so I'm. It's interesting to see the kind of maturation of your son, because as long as I've known Asa, it's you going stand up straight. They can't hear you. Speak louder. Speak louder. Come
Say
on.
Thank you.
So now.
Lock the gate. Don't be like your father.
And I wonder, is there a correlation? Like, is there a point where you get like, you know, cocksure enough where you start like being, you know, your words are more pronounced and easy to hear. You have that strut. You start to swagger a little bit. Did that happen to you? And is that happening to your child?
No, I don't think so. I was really quiet back then. And I think Asa is to a degree, but.
Would you say that Asa is more talkative at his age than you were at that age?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
I think he gets more of that from my wife.
Sure.
She's a little more free to talk than what I was at that age. But it is fun to see him grow older and be and make the right decisions when in positions where he could have made the wrong ones.
Well, and yeah, just hearing your stories about how you sweat when he was on his first job, like,
oh my
will
goodness.
You bring shame upon this family? Do not let the strawberry man down.
I think you'll have the same thing. When Ava or Wyatt is at their first, I think you guys understand how big of a deal it is to be a good employee, and you will feel that.
Well, especially when you're in this area, not Northwest Iowa, but when you're in amongst a generation of parents that are maybe not so keen on the hard work or the you know, doing things the right way.
See, Mitch wants to stick up for all people in this area.
Yeah, like, so...
By golly, you guys are all hardworking.
Well, no. No, I just think Wayne is...
you think what?
So negative about everybody.
No. I'm not saying that everyone's
all just we're just an entire generation of people who suck and don't try. Other than me, of course.
And you guys. You guys. Right.
But otherwise, everybody else is terrible. Not to generalize, of course.
Or to be overdramatic, you douche. But what I'm saying is...
Now stop. Well, you should be thankful that Mitch doesn't lash out like you do. You catch 6 seconds of it, and you lash out. And Mitch took it for 20 minutes straight.
What the hell I
sat here with a broomstick and smacked him.
No, I don't.
You had one, and I had one.
No, I don't. I thank the Lord for the patience that he gave me, because I feel like that's really my strong suit.
Oh, God, we should ask your wife. All that I'm saying is the criticism that comes down amongst this generation who is raising the generation of children that are going through the elementary education system is that of a... millennial that is more shut up. Whatever. Just because
you called me Andy Rooney. You know what grinds my gears? This millennial.
Oh my gosh! I
millennial. The way you even say it is just
because it's like it's
you
like,
are a millennial.
It's like caca in my mouth. I can't.
You're literally a millennial.
I am.
Millennials aren't even young.
All right,
they're all over 30 now.
Having kids that are worthless.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Thank you.
I saw you were drinking, so I thought I'd fill in your words.
No, but your words and your feelings are appropriate.
Here's a good example. We did a work day with school. I had a couple eighth grade girls that I had to drive the little UTV for, and they scooped ashes out of the fire pits of the campground in Sanborn. And the guy that works for the town of Sanborn said, can I get these two girls to come back this summer and show my college males that work here and go to college how to work?
Oh, boy.
These two eighth graders got after it, had fun doing it because they were best friends and just were having the time of their lives.
But sure.
Yeah, they work for 3 hours straight cleaning these fire pits out. But so maybe Wayne's right. Maybe there are way more kids that don't understand work because their parents maybe don't understand it or certainly didn't teach it.
Because they were more worried about feelings than they were about results.
And I blame
it. Why are you rolling your eyes? You know I'm right.
And
you know that you agree with me, but you're just trying to be a contrarian because that's your stance on me. You just have to disagree with me.
No, I don't.
Now, Wyatt...
No, it's just so easy.
Wyatt is going to have a complete... different upbringing than what you had when it comes to work and chores.
Well, he has to because you can't do...
So how are you going to fix that? Aren't you afraid that he's going to grow up and be maybe a little lazy?
Yes.
A little less like you than what you'd like?
Yes.
You don't think I was lazy when I was 14? Everybody was.
Your dad failed if you were lazy at 14.
How old were you?
You don't have to kick Asa in the ass at all.
All the time, but you still are doing it, so they do work.
Okay, but I didn't necessarily want to.
Who wants to? But that's the age where you find out that you have to, and that's I think the difference is because during those years you find out that it's not all peaches and cream. You can't just sit on your ass and play freaking Roblox. Yes, there's work that needs to be done, and there's a time for work and there's a time for play. That's all I'm saying.
So apparently the thing now is, at least in our school, to maybe not come into work or to school, have an upset tum-tum. And then your buddy also has an upset tum-tum. And you can online game all day.
Good night.
So Asif didn't feel good one day this week. And secretary calls, says, your son acts like he might want to barf. So I called mom, I'm way over here. Can you pick him up? And maybe he'll make you sick. Sorry. Then my wife texts and says, hey, Ace's friend who he was playing Fortnite with the night before just went home sick too. Or is just called to go home sick too. And then
my
wife says there's
light bulb.
Been suspected that this is going on. There's no real proof. So then I text Ace's watch and I said, hey, you're going to sit at grandma's house. You ain't going home.
And, well, what do you mean?
I'm like, well, you're not going to go home and you're not going to play games because your buddy just called his folks and told him he's sick now.
What? When?
I said, right after you left. He said, all of a sudden,
no way.
I got an upside down down too. And I said, so he's probably sitting at home right now wondering when you're going to sign on to Fortnite.
Well, actually, I think he wants to play bowling.
Oh, man.
So at that point, you tell him to get his ass back to school?
No. Whatever. The thing is, today, with people, I think, treat sicknesses differently today than what they did 3 years ago. If you were sick, tough it out. Now, if you're sick, you go home and you wait 24 hours till you come back.
It's tough. Yeah, that is, with everyone being COVID crazy, it does. Everyone, let's take caution,
And this could be the flu if he has an upset tum-tum. And influenza A has really been wreaking havoc. So let's just keep your kid. Turns out, you know what, Ed? I think I was just really hungry and kind of a little tired.
Oh.
Do you know why he said that? Because he realized that when you go home sick, you don't get to participate in extracurricular sports. Activities yep. later. And that meant he was going to miss AAU practice.
Going in,
I'm feeling really pretty good. I think I can make practice.
I guess we'll have to worry about that tomorrow then, won't we?
I let him go to practice.
Jeez.
Hey, this is the boy's future.
That's right. That I need to vicariously live through, damn it. How else will I feel adequate in my otherwise inadequate life?
And I think you're a little more lenient to your kids if they're doing okay in school. You know, there's some students that need that in the classroom all the time. And there's some kids that you just want to punch because it's like they can hear it once and remember.
Right.
That's Asa.
Yeah, because
you just want to punch them.
Don't really want to advocate punching children. But I guess I get the sentiment.
He's just fortunate that he can just really remembers things well. So it's like, if he's going to miss a day, so be it.
But, and I'll take it a step further to employees. If I get an employee that's doing really well and takes a day here or there, it's fine. Like, I get it. For example, I've got a new employee.
A new one?
Yeah.
Your ads worked?
No, because it was not a one that I had to advertise for, but it worked out anyway.
They came in and said, the $500 I paid worked. Well, what ads? No, never mind.
Rats. The guy has worked for me 2 days and has been, or rather 2 weeks rather, and has been sick for 2 days in the first 2 weeks. So I'm like, okay, red flag. But I talked with like my install guy, who's kind of his boss or kind of supervisor or whatever. Like, he says he asks him to do something and he literally runs to the vehicle to do this or that. And it's like, okay, well, if that's what you're showing when it's game time and you got an upset tum-tum that's apparently a reoccurring thing, then so be it. It'd be another thing if it was like, oh, well, you show me how to do that again. Okay, thanks. So, yeah, I definitely understand and agree with what you're saying.
Thank you.
Not you, Mitch.
I mean, what do you think? Weigh in on this thing, man. You know what? Because of who signs my check, I really got to kind of leave this one alone.
No. Nothing to do with that. I just...
Yeah? Say it.
What?
Yeah. Say it.
Hey, you got that look. You got that look. I'm waiting.
I think you're ridiculous with your generalizations. That's all. And I don't want to argue anything.
I think ridiculous with my generalizations is you making a generalization.
No, because every single thing is my employees in this generation. Like, no. People didn't say that about the boomers. They were all a bunch of lazy hippies, didn't want to do nothing. And now they're the ones that are like, these damn millennials and their kids. And
I don't
That's
know.
That's been going on since the beginning of time.
No, there's been.
And people said that about you. The metal guy.
Yeah.
Dressed in black, wearing shorts everywhere with a shitty attitude and smoking cigarettes. You don't think people thought, this generation, what kind of parenting did he have?
And that was. You let me finish, or are you just going
to? That was
to?
Supper. That was accidental.
Yeah, running late. But proof was in the pudding. as was the situation with the generation before us. You talk about damn dirty hippies. There was also that generation of the people that went off to war and then came back and still, you know, had that fighting spirit and that type of work ethic. I don't think you can generalize all boomers as damn dirty hippies, because I think that's...
Well, I'm saying people older than them did. I'm not generalizing that. I'm saying people said that about them.
So you're saying from generation to generation, the following generation is always judged. It happens
every damn time.
But don't you... It's worse.
You're being ridiculous.
No, it is
worse
now than what is...
For a guy who just came out of the phase where everybody thinks you're worthless.
No.
But now they're really worthless.
Well, yeah. No, because the difference now... is social
media.
There is
no difference
now. 100% there is a difference. And if you don't see it, you're a damn dumb idiot. Oh, there, I said it.
Say something, Matt.
No, the difference is social media, because that behavior, instead of being corrected, became embraced. Because people are like, well, if it's Johnny's okay to feel like that, then I guess I am too. I shouldn't have to work. I can do anything. I had a meme that told me so. I'm not saying that that's the truth and nothing but the truth for the entire generation. However, there is a certain subsect of the generation that has gotten even worse because of the times in which we live.
And I'll say, I have no idea on actual numbers, but I will say, when you were a kid and you look at your class as a whole, what percentage of those kids had daily chores or real jobs in the summer? And now you look at Wyatt's class, or it's not fair, but let's do like high school kids now. What percentage of them have daily chores or summer jobs? Well, we can't have them do a summer job because we got a sports thing for them, which if I'm not careful, I'm on a slippery slope.
Yeah, but watch what you're saying there, hot shot.
I think that...
hate it when he says it, so I can't.
When you go back, so many kids had things they had to do that required timeliness and efficiency, and kids aren't being taught that now because there's way too much technology, and social media is just an added wicked thing that's been screwing kids up. And you think it's no different. The kids today are no different than the ones in 1930.
What I caveat that I'll put on there is it's not just screwing the kids up, it's screwing the parents up too.
Oh, for sure.
Because the parents can't parent the way they should, right, because they are distracted as well. So
those
I'm not...
kids, they see Elvis on TV shaking his hips.
Oh my gosh. Not the same thing.
Okay.
Not the same thing. It's not, because that wasn't interactive. That was an outside influence, sure, but it wasn't interactive like social media is now.
Oh, I'm not defending social media. Yeah.
But no, but I'm saying...
You think I'm a flippin' idiot? Yeah, I know social media has changed society in general. Thankfully, you're not on it at all and doesn't allow... You're not influenced at all, right? Like these damn kids are. It doesn't affect your life at all.
No, it makes my life more enjoyable. It ruins my kids.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Mitch getting angry.
He is getting angry. He started doing the head thing.
Yeah. Well, he's had the eye twitch for the last 20 minutes, so I knew that was like the first he blew the first relief valve.
It pisses me off because there are a lot of good kids, and there are a lot.
I'm not saying there isn't. I didn't say the entire generation.
This
period.
Generation.
It's like saying the greatest generation. Okay, so there's actually no deadbeats in that because I called it the greatest generation. Okay, there's going to be exceptions to the rule.
I just assumed you were smart enough to understand that.
See, we should have, if we were smarter, we would have had this as segment two and then submitted him for the 800 under 200, whatever it is, the third segment.
With his 0.2 years experience, yes, that would have
been. I think that would have gone better for us. Do we have to end episodes with like an apology or maybe record one?
Or who would be apologizing to who?
Are sorry that Wayne's a dumbass.
You should probably... No, Wayne's not apologizing to be a dumbass to the listeners.
If
Wayne
anything,
has to apologize to you.
No, I don't have to apologize for shit. He has to apologize for just instantly assuming the worst out of everything that I say and taking everything out of context.
Mitchell,
so
is that true?
So when you're ready to apologize,
an entire generation of kids raised by a piece of crap parents who don't care.
Who
I think you're overgeneralizing. Well, I wasn't generalizing about an entire generation of people and they all suck. That was not generalizing.
I think maybe you're being a little grandiose in your recap there, bud. You're a little sensational.
Well, Mitch sticks up for the kids of today, the lazy and the slothful.
I'm not sticking up for the lazy and
slothful.
Well,
yeah, you are.
I'm saying there's all these kids are just
fine. They're just fine.
That are good kids. So,
I never said there wasn't. I like how you became the narrator, by the way.
You're welcome. On today's episode of BBA
Bob. You and just, you're eternally Switzerland.
Oh, I'm neutral. You know what, guys? Just, no matter what happens. If there's a position where no one gets mad at me, I'll be over there.
Super high tech.
Does not necessarily agree with the statements provided by their owner.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I don't want
to. If your teenager's looking for a job, I promise not to treat them like crap.
No.
If you want your teenager to turn out.
Correct. Yeah. Thank you.
Come work here.
I have molded several young adults.
You were able to mold one and send one out onto his own.
Yes. Yeah. I made one. No, I didn't make one.
Well, you were awful young.
My tutelage assisted him on his journey. That's all I'm saying. And he probably would have gotten there on his own, but now he got there on his own without being miserable.
How many of your employees do you think in your lifetime will ever go off and start a bank? Yeah? Huh?
I would say zero.
See, that speaks a lot to your leadership.
Yeah, okay. Well, come back when that number is more than zero. Okay.
What does it take to start a bank?
Yeah.
Oh, like several million dollars?
I can start a bank for my kids, I guess. I'll hold on to your money.
What do you think, Mitch, as the financial professional? I heard someone talking about this the other day, about opening because we were on the subject of like stuff that they don't teach in school that they should.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think about
stuff that parents don't teach that they should?
Sure. Yep. Yeah. Because
that was a little overgeneralizing.
Maybe it was.
No, I think you're right on.
Opening like an E-Trade or like something like with a small amount of money. Like here, I bought you 5 shares in Legos or whatever, and then letting them, you know, like. Experience what that is like so that
I don't think they realize a return quick enough on something like that for a kid. They don't have the patience and the understanding for that to work. There was a book, and I always have intended to read it, and I haven't, but I remember hearing about it. It's called The First National Bank of Dad, and it's about this guy. He set up the system with his kids where it was like an accelerated interest earning setup to where, you know, instead of 2% a year, they got 2% a month.
Oh, sure.
And they gave like an allowance, and then it showed how compounding works and how saving and investing can work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more on a kid's timeline. Something like that would make a lot more sense to me, you know,
did you check the S&P 500 today? How's your portfolio look, son? You know, in 30 years, that'll be $10,000.
Well, that doesn't excite a kid because it's not a realized gain and it's not something they can do with, and it's
but
too long of a horizon.
But it might be, I guess maybe I'm speaking to it more towards the like financial literacy part, to understand like when you were a high schooler, did you understand how like a Roth IRA worked or how like a 401k or any of those things?
No.
Yeah.
But I would... That's the thing. They're like, nobody taught us about this, this, and this, and this. And I think I probably got mentioned, but you couldn't have cared less at the time.
I did not care. Sure. I took business classes and stuff.
So I'm sure it was mentioned. I'm sure
some of that was, but I didn't. I was so far off. When was I going to open a 401k?
Yeah, whatever. I'll learn about it when I get one.
Well, and I learned about it in college. I took a class on it in college. And that's where I learned about it.
And we were, you know, one of the reasons I was late is we were discussing different financial things and for the city and, you know, talking about city benefits. Well, a benefit is IPERS. I have an employee I talked about doing like an employee 401k with match and that sort of thing. Literally none of the employees took me up on it because they wanted their money now. that even though, like, I would match that, you know, like, you put a dollar in, here's my dollar to match yours.
Yeah, it's like a raise.
But you don't get it for 30, 40 years. And to them, they're like, no, just give me the money now. Like, well, no, I don't give you that money. You, you only get it if you do it that way.
And you're not fully vested until 10 years from now. See? Huh?
Yeah, yeah, that'll work.
Business. For more business tips.
Yeah. Okay, well.
I'm getting called.
All right. Why? Because you are...
They're waiting it's for me.
I still can't wrap it up. I still can't believe that they waited 2 hours for you to go...
Well, no, it starts at 7.
Oh, so they've only been waiting an hour for you to read from the book of Job?
Not Job tonight, Matthew. Job didn't have the best friends. We're going to stick with the book that, with the good friends.
All right. Episode 48 of Dutch by Association is brought to you by...
Super High Tech. Why? Because saying that is the only way that Wayne can get away with editing this on company time.
That's
right.
Boy,
does it take hours. Ugh. You can find Super High Tech in Sheldon, Orange City, and Sioux Center, and online at super-ht.com.
And we want your feedback. Come find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're there. Leave your comments. We appreciate those messages that have come in thus far. I had a little bit of fun with some of our listeners that... We were being their secret pleasure, like,
oh,
the,
yeah, yeah.
The, you know,
what's your favorite podcast? Well, I tell you, but
you know,
you gotta promise not to tell anybody.
There's the one about Jesus. There's the one about some people that. Oh, are you an associate too? Getting t-shirts made. That's it.
Do it. Quality ones. I want ones that fit. You know, for the dad.
Well, yeah, I mean, sizes start at 2X and go up from there.
Wouldn't that be funny if we only sold 2Xs and bigger? You're not a real associate until you can fit in one of these.
You'll have to grow into it.
Well, yeah.
Otherwise, it works as a curtain for the living room or a bedspread.
That's right. Would you like to have a your own private tent circus? You can do it, and we can help. And until next time, we'll see you.
Chippewa on down of the big lick they called Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.